Coming up on the DMT One-to-One Show episode 65 on the 26th of June 2014, an interview with Ben Brannan, president of the company At Venue. Hello everyone and welcome to the DMT One-to-One Show, where we cover the best new music tech startups and digital music projects. And this week it's a real pleasure to welcome the co-founder and president of At Venue, Ben Brannan. So hi Ben, and thanks for joining me from LA. How's it going?
It's going great, man. Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure to have you. And so, first of all, let's start with the usual. What's At Venue all about?
Sure. At Venue is a merch management platform for live events. So we've built tools that take care of all the inventory, the sales, the reporting, the logistics, the shipping, everything in and around effectively managing your merch on the road while you're on tour.
Right. And so you have quite an interesting background, so I just wanted to ask you about that. So how did you come to start At Venue, and what was your background before that?
Sure. So, you know, failed musician from Seattle, right? So growing up in the 90s in Seattle, you had to have a band, and came down to LA to pursue a career in music. And so my background is not tech, it's music. And landed as an A&R dude at BMG Publishing. Started working with a handful of different bands. From there, I started a management company, a little independent record label, and really wanted to learn as much as I could. So I decided to hop in the van and trailer and start tour managing and selling merch. And it's great experience. You know, got to hit the road and travel the world on it. And from there, that's really where some of the ideas of that venue started to percolate. You know, I worked with a lot of independent artists, and merchandise was our bread and butter. You know, that's what's what we survived on. So so that was really kind of my background and the start of some of these ideas around that venue.
Yeah, sure. And so, before we delve into the technical sides or, you know, talk more about the app, I wanted to sort of do a bit of a run through of what At Venue can do for artists or managers or, you know, tour managers.
Sure.
For people that are listening to the show. So let's say that I am Andrea Leonelli, the artist or the artist manager, and I am planning a 30-date tour of the US. So when do you guys come in, and how does that, you know, starting the process work?
Sure. So one, it's a very simple sign up on the website. You click sign up, it's three pages and you're ready to go. Sometimes we'll get calls from folks that say, you know, I have 2 weeks before my tour starts, or I'm on tour.
Right.
so we're able to flip the switch immediately and get you up and running. It's not a problem for us. But there's really two steps. You know, the way that At Venue is set up from an artist and artist management side is a web and mobile app. And so the web app is really where you're going to set up your account. So you add in your 30 dates, and then the inventory you're going out on the road with. So your apparel items, accessories, and the music that you have in your trailer.
Right.
Once those two things are set up, all that data syncs up to the mobile app. And so the merch rep, the guy that's out there on the road, or the artist that's managing his own merchandise, will use the mobile app every day to manage what he's bringing into the venue, everything that he's sold, the final financial settlements for the night. He hits done, and all that data syncs back up to his account. And then everybody on that team gets a real-time report of what was sold, what wasn't sold, how much money did we make, how much cash should we have, how much did we collect in credit cards. So there's really a full back-end accounting and inventory management system. So it's really user-friendly on both sides, where the guy on the road can do everything in a mobile app.
Yeah.
We take care of that. And then the team behind that artist gets all the transparent and real-time information they need to effectively manage that merchandise business.
And the cool thing about it is that it also, I guess, at the end of the tour, you also, it's just, it takes a swipe to just get the entire financials of the tour on the merch front. You don't have to do too much hard math.
That's exactly right. And so business managers love that side of it, you know, where, you know, throughout the tour, you know, so that's kind of setting up the tour and how the app is used during the tour. Throughout the tour, now that we have this data out of Excel and on an application, we're able to give you inventory forecast reports, you know, so we see, hey, you're going to run out of this t-shirt in five shows. It's time to reorder. Or this shirt isn't selling as well as you may have thought, and you're going to come back with excess, so maybe drop the price and blow those things out. The whole goal is to maximize revenue for that finite amount of time that you're out there on the road selling merchandise, because that is your time to make that money. And so once we have all that data, as you mentioned at the end of the tour, I can just go into a report section and say, I want to see my tour summary report. Every single show, what was our gross, what are our taxes, what are our credit card fees, you know, what are our cost of goods? So I know in real time what my gross was, but then also my net profit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys forget that they have to pay for this merchandise. You know, they come back with a wad of cash and it's like, yeah, sweet, let's break it up. You know, and it's like, well, there were some expenses that created that wad of cash. So we make sure that all of that data is transparent and everyone knows what's going on.
Sure. And so talking about the merch providers side of things, so how is that part evolving in the States? I know that at that panel I mentioned in the prep about South by Southwest, people were talking about the fact that it's still a fairly manual process of researching the suppliers. You might want to have 2, 3, 4 different suppliers in different corners of the U.S. Where you can pick up the merchandise instead of having shipped off to one place and then taking it around with you in huge quantities. So how do you see that? Can that process be streamlined somehow through AdVenue by knowing sort of what kind of inventory that you have and what you need, what you might need to order extra of?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. You know, it is an incredibly manual and laborious process, the logistics around merch. And so when we set out, you know, our first, you know, user really had to be the merch rep, the guy that's out there on the road managing merchandise. It was me. It was the guy that's literally behind that table hawking cotton. And if this app didn't work for him, then it couldn't work for anybody else. So we focused on him. And then once that worked, we start to layer on all the different logistics that support his efforts on the road. And so we built into the platform, as we started working with more and more suppliers and merch companies, advanced inventory needs. So I can have my warehouse inventory. I can create shipments. I can create purchase orders. I can see in this global view what was spread out in series and series of Excel spreadsheets, exactly everything, the totality of my merchandise existence, right? And then we've recently partnered with a handful of the different merch companies we work very closely with and have opened up an API to them too. So again, bridging that gap between data from the road and the guys that supply the merchandise on the road.
Yeah.
So once I hit settle, all of my inventories are automatically updated. There's an API feed into the supplier and they can see in real time what to produce, where and when to ship it out as well. And all that stuff works within. So yes, there are absolutely ways to streamline, and we continue to look for those partners because we're not suppliers. We don't manufacture the merchandise. Yeah, we don't that's not my job. You know, our job is to get as accurate and real time data from the road to those guys so that band doesn't run out of t-shirts and can make as much money as they can.
It's also a good thing because it means that you don't antagonize the suppliers of merchandise by being competitive. <you know? laughs>
Absolutely. I've had to answer that question many times when we first started out, like you guys are not going to produce t-shirts, right? Absolutely
not. That's fine. That's
not our business.
That's great. And
leave that to the pros.
And so you guys have been really successful. I mean, incredibly successful considering that you've only been around for literally a year and a half, including a lengthy private beta, and selling in excess of $50 million worth of merchandise through the app and with hundreds of artists on board. So how did that come about? How did you manage to sort of scale it this quickly, especially in the private beta? Did you have some key partnerships that you managed to forge through your contacts in LA? Or I guess a lot of entrepreneurs are going to want to hear this.
No, I appreciate it. It was, 12 years of relationships in the music industry, you know, and we were solving a real problem. You know, there's, you know, this is really an unsexy business. You know, our app is not sexy, right? It's not consumer facing. It doesn't get you more fans. It's not promotional. It's not marketing. It's not all these buzzwords that a lot of, you know, the other cool apps do. You know, for us, it is very much a, you know, under the hood, fundamental business application. Yeah. And so we immediately, you know, our MVP was really a series of PDFs, designs of what the app was going to do. And so I'd go to my friends that were different managers of artists and say, hey, if I build this, you know, would you use it? And two, is it solving a big enough problem where you'd actually pay for it?
Right.
And over it was, yes, please. You know, we just finished a tour. And at the end, we're like, where'd the other $5,000 go? you know, and our guy's honest. It's just, we just don't know where it went because it takes so long to catch up with the reporting and everything else. So we built that out. And then, as I mentioned, we focused intently on the primary user, which was the guy out there on the road.
Yeah.
And we super served the heck out of every single one that used it. And it started with one band that grew to two, grew to three, grew to five. And fortunately for us, because we made sure the product did everything we promised it would do, that merch rep would go on to a next tour and carry the app with him.
Yeah.
He would show it to that manager, and the manager would say, I don't get this data from anything else. I want all five of my bands to use it. All five of those bands have different tour managers. They go on different tours. And so with zero marketing or promotion, we're now up to 1,100 artists on the platform. You know, and we've settled over 22,000 shows, almost 23, and that number is now up to $85 million of merch through the platform. Wow. So it was making sure that at the beginning, we didn't try to grow too fast. I mean, we had one customer, you know, and just make sure that the product did everything it needs to do for that user. Especially with something like merchandise, there are so many nuances, and not to get into the weeds, but when it comes to final settlement between the artist and the venue, you know, it's not just tapping a screen saying, this is how many I sold. It's tax calculations, credit card receipts, adjusted gross calculations, venue cut, artist cut. And there's a lot of things that have to work. And if one of those things is off, you know, I'm out of a job. You know, so that's how we grew. And it was really just making sure the product did what we promised it would do.
Yeah, sure. And so on the money side of things, I wanted to ask you, of course, for the benefit of the listeners, what is your model? Do you charge for use on a scaling model? Or do you take a commission? How does it work?
It's very simple. It's a flat monthly fee per artist per touring month.
Right.
That's it. And so we don't take any commission. There's no percentage off the top. There's a couple of different plans, depending on what your needs are.
Sure.
You know, so it's $10, $50, or $90. And a very nominal fee for all the tools that you get for that. And so, and we base it on, like, as I mentioned, we base it on touring months. So, you know, going back to my tour management days, everything, all expenses are based around a tour. And so we knew that if we were going to make this thing work, we needed to have a fair pricing model. Pay for it when you use it. So if you're on that venue and you tour for 2 months, you give us $100. If you're off for the next 3 months, there's absolutely no fee. But you still have full access to the data, the reporting, preparation for the next tour. So the billing cycle is first day to tour to whenever that last day is.
Yeah, sure. And looking at talking about money still, you raised the first seed round in February, which is a $1.1 million report as reported anyway. And so that must have been a pretty big milestone for you guys, but also one that given, you know, the stats that you had maybe wasn't as hard as it would have been for other companies that have zero revenues coming in.
it's always a process.
I'm sure it was still hard.
It's certainly a process. And, you know, yes, we just closed that round, and which was terrific because, you know, but prior to this, I have incredible co-founders in this company. You know, I was introduced to Derek, my co-founder, who introduced me to James, our CTO. And these guys have serial tech backgrounds. You know, this was an idea in my head, you know, and some pretty PDFs until I met those guys. And, you know, through their experiences of starting successful tech companies in the past, they were able to guide that process, you know. And so I was fortunate to have this team around this product that can execute.
Yeah.
So one of the goals that we set out when we want to build this company, the three of us self-financed it, you know, we sweat equity, you know, focused intently on this, make sure that we prove a couple of things. One, we're solving a problem, and two, that people are willing to pay for it. And once we got through some of those critical milestones and got some larger artists on the platform, some enterprise clients on merch companies, and start to prove and validate what we're creating. Then we decided, all right, let's flip that switch, go raise a little bit more dough so we can put some more juice in the tank. And it primarily went to more engineers so that we can, you know, the deeper we get, the more problems we discover that we want to solve. So it was terrific.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. And finally, you just announced a partnership with Square, which is, I guess, US only, I would imagine. You guys are US only right now. Is that correct?
No, actually, we're international. Right, cool. So So we have bands, you know, all over using it. And in fact, that was one of the things, you know, we focused on the US, and then a band says, okay, we're going to go and tour Europe now. You're not going to make me go back to my Excel spreadsheet, are you? You know, so we said, all right, let's go build that out. Yeah. So that's what we did.
That's great. But the Square partnership I was mentioning, so you just announced that. And so what does that consist of in terms of synergy, and how does that help?
Yeah, it's we're really excited about this partnership. You know, one of the, as you're well aware, a ton of bands out there are using Square to manage all the credit card processing at the table. And we have some very interesting data and analytics behind, you know, bands that do or don't use credit card processing and what it does to your revenue and your dollars per head. How many dollars am I making per attendee of this concert? And hands down, if you're using credit cards, you're making more money. I mean, it sounds obvious, but, you know, we can see what that increase is. So, you know, it was a question brought to us too by our user saying, hey, is there any way you guys can integrate Square into At Venue? And we're like, that's, you know, we got that feedback over and over again. So obviously this is going to be of value to our users.
Yeah.
So what the partnership is, there's an opportunity through our API and Square's API where if I'm using At Venue out there on the road, I can link my Square account to it.
Right.
And at the end of every night, as I mentioned before, there is this detailed settlement of this is how much I should have on hand, how much did I collect in cash, how much did I collect in credit cards. And with this integration, when I get to the settlement process, we automate that entire process. So we'll go into your Square account, batch the reports, pull them into At Venue. You have all your transactions, your fees for that night. Every single transaction is archived based on that particular show. So it marries transactions with in Square to At Venue's shows. And so there's for particular clients as well. The other benefit is there's a special rate as well if you're an At Venue and New Square user, which is just, hey, every penny counts out there on the road. And again, we're constantly looking for ways to maximize your merchandise revenue while you're out there.
Yeah.
So it really was a win-win, and they've been absolutely incredible partners. And we have some other fun things planned down the road where, you know, some potential register integration, so real-time inventory pulls and the like. So we're excited about that partnership.
That's awesome. And finally, yeah. We're talking about the merch sort of space in the U.S. especially, and we didn't see that many panels. It was probably just one or two panels on merch specifically at South by Southwest. In the last maybe like 5-6 months, I'm starting to see more companies sort of bubble up that are looking at that space as a space that actually has some cash flowing into it, because a lot of the other startups are just working the angle of getting as big of an audience as possible and then trying to figure out how the hell to monetize it. So that's a different take on it. How do you see that progress? And have you seen a few more players come into the space attracted by the opportunities of merch as a field that actually has money flowing into it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. And I think the reason why, I mean, you know, I speak for ourselves here. You know, it's who knows what's going to happen with recorded music, digital streaming, you know, there's you know, and the revenue that is derived from that, right? And I think that's one of the critical things is that you see in the music industry some fundamental shifts in revenue and revenue generation and the revenue that artists depend on and what's keeping the lights on. And while, you know, recorded revenue is, you know, kind of on this downward path and not steep, but it's still, you know, it's downward path. Live event revenue is skyrocketing, yeah. Really, you know, and as artists, you know, get less income from traditional sources in the past, like labels or publishers or what have you, they need to tour more. They need to play more. You know, something has to keep the business afloat. And so I think seeing that revenue shift and the changes within the industry as a whole, there is an opportunity. And the merchandise business is very fragmented. You know, there are a lot of, now there's some, you know, I don't want to blanket this. There are some that are doing some incredibly advanced, forward-thinking projects and ideas and everything else. But largely, it still is very antiquated. I mean, it's manual. It's a t-shirt. You can't download a t-shirt. You know what I mean? Somebody has to manufacture it. Somebody has to pack it. Somebody has to ship it. Somebody has to sell it. Somebody has to, you know, there's so many moving pieces. It is really an inventory logistics problem. And so because of that, there's been, and it's a very nuanced way to sell merchandise, you know, especially in the live space. And because of that, there hasn't been a point of sale system that works. There aren't hang tags on these things because they're going to rip off in the trailer. You know, you get thank you, good night, boom, and you got 3,000 kids in front of you, and you got to turn them out as quick as possible. So you're not going to sit there and scan little codes and do stuff. Like, I sold merch. I sat back there. I was like, all right, I got about 30 minutes to turn 2,000 kids out the door and collect as much money as I can before security kicks them out. Yeah. You know, so knowing that. How do we improve that without slowing the merch seller down? So we certainly have more ideas. We have some really exciting stuff we got planned that's going to come out the gate here in the near future. But looking at the environment as a whole, seeing you know the importance of its revenue, seeing that there's still you know methods that are in place. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar just live merchandise. It's a multi-billion dollar space that has been managed by Excel for decades, right? Like, you know, so there's certainly room for improvements and some opportunity there. And I think that's why we're seeing some more people hop in.
That's awesome. And well, Ben, it was a real pleasure having you on. And again, it's @venue.com. Is that correct?
That's it.
Perfect. And the Twitter handle is @venue if you want to follow the company as well. And yeah, it sounds great. And look forward to seeing what is going to come next from the company. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for listening to the DMT One-to-One show. You can find out more on digitalmusictrends.com. And also, don't forget to follow our weekly news show where we talk about the latest news in the music tech industry. It comes out every Thursday/Friday, depending on the week. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic week. And until next time.
If you enjoyed watching or listening to the show and would like to find more, head on to digitalmusictrends.com.